So Davante Adams is unhappy with his role with the Raiders. Apparently, his head coach is liking posts online where it says that he's going to be traded. Davante Adams says they haven't talked since. And now you see teams apparently lining up to potentially trade for the star wide receiver. Craig Carton on his morning show called Breakfast Ball on FS1 said that the Jets have already made an offer. Should the Commanders make a play for Davante Adams?
Nope, not interested. Sorry, he's a great player. Unbelievable, like the last, what, 5 of the last 6 years?
Why wouldn't you want career's remarkable. JD throwing to Davante instead of Noah Brown?
He's already 32.
That's all right.
All right. He's owed on his contract $35 million the next 2 years.
That's fine. It's not your money.
It's not that it's not my money. It's just that it's going to bust up everything.
They got plenty of money to spend.
His cap hit is $44.1 over the next 2 years.
They got plenty of money to spend.
$44 million.
We actually don't need him.
He can help you.
He could help.
He would make your offense better.
Potentially. Sure. He's a great player.
Yeah.
He's a great player.
That's what I mean.
But why mess up the mojo? Why mess up the mojo? We're averaging 30 points a game. That's not the problem. If he could stop the run, I'd sign him.
But it doesn't mean they're going to average 30 points a game the rest of the week. The rest of the year, they might score, 17 this week.
I'm going to take over to 17.
And might have issues down the road scoring points. We don't know.
Yeah, I don't want. He's too old.
An aging wideout. You're going to draft capital. I wouldn't want to part with a second or third round pick.
You wouldn't want to give up a third round pick.
I mean,
you're not giving that much up with a third round pick.
I just have a hard time parting with the capital and paying him that amount of money.
All right, the money is one thing, but if it's just a third round pick,
I would rather have had Ayuk, probably.
All right,
because Ayuk's younger, right?
Yeah. Well, you probably would have had to give up more.
Yeah, I would have rather had Ayuk than this guy.
I think the Chiefs should be interested.
Definitely. The Chiefs should be interested. I don't know whether the Raiders are going to deal division, but if it's the best deal, they might.
I guess the Jets are interested. I guess that's the report that the Jets have put up an offer for Davante.
Are you buying what Boomer was saying on his show? Boomer was saying that there's definitely an issue with Salah and Aaron
Rodgers.
Yeah,
we talked about it yesterday. Yeah. Cakes believes they hate each other.
Yeah, they're... Yeah, I mean, Boomer says he just walks right by him. Right. He says, I know it when I see it. He said, I played for two coaches where I couldn't stand the
Rodgers
guys.
Claims that they're good, but I mean, that could just be obviously him being a diplomat and trying to smooth things over and
if there is a real rift, would they try to appease him and bring in Davante?
They might. I mean, Aaron Rodgers has a lot of clout in that building. Mm-hmm. And if he stumps hard enough for it, I mean, I'm sure they're going to listen to him about it.
Eric, would you make a trade for a different position?
Yeah, like maybe
like a corner,
stop the run or something.
A corner or maybe a
great pass
edge
rusher.
Yeah, an edge rusher.
Maybe, yeah. I'm just saying right now we're scoring 30 points a game and he's an older receiver.
It's a luxury.
Yeah, it's a luxury item. That's okay. I would agree with that.
I didn't know if you just
I don't think we're like some sort of perfect team. I just think he's an aging receiver. He's owed a ton of money.
Right, plus, Adam Peters looks at the landscape and says, well, I can draft a receiver in the first or second round in the upcoming draft, and that's not going to help me now, but I'll have that guy on a controlled salary, much lower than $30-plus million, for the next 4 or 5 years.
Yeah,
now, are you going to draft a Davante Adams? Most likely not.
That's fine. I'm just taking the other side of it.
Yeah.
And he makes your offense better.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the money owed to him is a lot of money. Maybe you could get the Raiders to cover some of it. And I wouldn't trade a first round pick for him.
No, absolutely not.
Second rounder, I would probably have to ponder that. I'm sure the best offer that the Raiders are going to get it is going to involve a second rounder. Mm-hmm. But if it was just a third rounder, I got no problem.
According to Schefter, the Raiders' asking price for Adams is a package that would include a second-round pick and additional compensation.
Right.
Right now, your top six teams in salary cap space for this season are the Niners, Browns, Patriots, Lions, Raiders, Commanders.
They're sixth.
Commanders coming at six to $25.4 million in cap space.
What about if they take the bulk of the salary. Let's say if you offer a second and they're willing to take the bulk of the salary.
Well, why would they do that? Just to get the pick?
Just sure. to get the pick. Because they've...
Okay. We could talk about that.
There you go.
If you're not going to hamstring us salary cap-wise, do they actually even do that in the NFL? I know they do that in baseball and basketball. Sure. Do they do that in the NFL a lot? Where teams will...
I'm sure they can.
I think so. I'm pretty sure that's how...
No, then I would consider it. Sure.
I'm pretty sure that's how the Ravens acquired Roquan. Is that they...
The Bears took...
Yeah.
So listen, if they want to pay 20 of the $40 million, sure, then we could talk.
So he sat out this last game, right, with a hamstring issue?
Yep. Is it like a fake hamstring issue?
That's what I'm wondering. I'm wondering if he's like the tight hamstring.
Yeah.
And you know what? That hamstring is going to be tight, too, when he looks across the field at Patrick Surtain, their opponent, Denver, in week 5. And he's going to be like, you know what? I don't want to go out and get donutted by that guy.
It's like the
you
video.
Love Patrick Surtain.
Well, he's
I know he's excellent.
He's probably the top 2 or 3 corner in the league.
He's
a stud.
He is very
the reason
good.
Denver gave him like $25 million a year in an extension.
I'm guessing that
Davante Adams is a stud. Here's what I would say: if you can get him on the cheap, I'm not worried about the chemistry. And if let's say they win again this week, which we expect them to win, right? Now you're 4-1. Hey, go for it. Go for it. Not just playoffs, like strengthen your team. Like you have a team that can contend, make a run. You can add a weapon like that.
Then you could really brag about the weapons, EB.
I mean, I don't know why.
Our current weapons are averaging 30 a game.
But
we just put a 40-burger up on them last week.
But if you, now to play the other side.
Okay, but they weren't the first 2 weeks.
And Davante Adams, you could legitimately brag about the weapons. Just look at all these weapons. Davante Adams, Terry McLaurin.
Sure. You have to admit that your timetable has changed. Remember about development,
right?
And
right.
I mean, no, we're not going to be competitive until maybe year 3.
Not really. What if you think don't have grand thoughts? But I just like it's amazing to watch right now.
If you think they can win the division this year,
I don't,
because based on how everything's kind of playing out,
mm-hmm.
you wouldn't want to add Davante Adams to an offense in the playoffs.
There are 64% chance of making the playoffs.
You know what? Yeah. Going back a few months, probably, I kind of scoffed at Quinn and Peters when they used the term, hey, we're not rebuilding, we're recalibrating. They might have been onto something.
Well, because the Jaden, it's all because of Jaden.
Oh, of course. Because
the Jaden Daniels
that pick is
growth it has blown people. Like his just after, even week 1 was fine, but it was just kind of modest. But it's just grown exponentially since. I don't think anybody could have seen it.
No.
Could you have seen a performance like that on Monday Night Football? And then backs it up with a 40-burger?
It's pretty damn good.
I mean,
the early returns are in, and they're very positive.
I don't know. Everyone was telling us he's this good. Everybody should have listened.
Zach Ertz said it. We started to say it towards the end of preseason. We're like, this kid must be as good as advertised. No one says anything negative.
But back to the... Do you go for it with a guy like Davante Adams out there by trading for him? Here's where the numbers are. And if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. I saw Nick Wright tweeted this out a few days ago.
All right.
How valuable is a division lead after 4 weeks? So they're atop the division. They're atop the NFCs. Since 2016, if you're a division leader in week 4, you win the division 68% of the time.
It's pretty good.
And you make the playoffs 77% of the time.
That's a real sweat. That's a legit
since 2016. It's almost 10 years.
Look,
worth the data. So division lead in week 4, again, win the division 68% of the time, make the playoffs 77% of the time.
I mean, Houston basically just did this with Stroud and Diggs.
Yep.
Now you're able to make the window even bigger by picking them up right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you also factor in you've got your stud quarterback on a very controlled salary.
Yeah,
like that factors in too.
Why can't we just pick up a premier like top corner on a bad team?
Well, you could do that too.
You probably could.
I mean, I don't know if
maybe a guy who's going to be a free agent.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not like I've looked at the landscape.
I don't know if the Jets are ready to just deal you Sauce Gardner all of a sudden just because. They're still in the mix.
They think they're in the mix.
Yeah.
Especially if they trade for Devontae.
But if somebody's being dangled out there that Peters likes, I'm sure he'll entertain a phone call.
All right, let's bang on a couple of these calls. I know we got to go to break. Let's bang on a couple of these. Let's go to Tyler in Crofton. Tyler, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, boys? Hope you're having a good day.
Yeah, man.
Thanks,
what's up,
man?
I just want to point something out to EB. I know that you guys are averaging 40 points a game. And,
no, 30.
And
30.3.
30.3, third in the NFL.
We know the exact number.
Third in the NFL.
Sorry. However, just 5 weeks ago, this team was turning over rocks looking for receivers like Martavius Bryant to have an impact on this team. And now EB's out here saying that they don't need an all-pro future Hall of Fame wide receiver. I mean,
terrible
thing. You know EB's brand. His brand is he loves the weapons. That's his brand.
I was hyping up Oz. Yeah. I've been hyping up the backups.
What about chemistry? Do you think it could affect chemistry?
I don't know. I don't know what kind of guy he is.
Yes, it definitely could.
But I think Terry's a pro. He can handle anything. I wouldn't really worry about
because,
that.
Because, you know what? Here's why it could upset the chemistry. I'm not saying it would happen. But when you bring in a star receiver, you want to feed him. Like, this has been a discussion with Josh Allen that he's been freed up because he doesn't have to force it to Stephon Diggs. So Davante Adams shows up, there might be pressure on the quarterback to feed him.
Right.
And not necessarily go through progressions, and maybe Jaden ends up forcing it. So it could affect the
And from the Davante Adams side, if you're picking your spot, do you want to pick an old creaky quarterback and Aaron Rodgers, who maybe has 14 games left, however many are left in this season? I don't see him playing beyond this season. Or a young ascending stud that's playing in his first season. I think that choice would be pretty easy.
I would think. Yeah.
Even though he's got history with Aaron Rodgers.
That's a good point. That's where his comfort level is.
He looks at Aaron Rodgers and says, there's not a lot of sand left in that hourglass.
But next year, he doesn't know who the quarterback's going to be next year.
I thought Aaron said he was planning to play two more years.
Well, he can say whatever he wants.
Yeah, he can say that. But do you think his body's going to hold up for that?
It doesn't look like he could play two more
years. I don't know. Chris, what's up?
Ever since Danny Boy left town, things here have been going pretty good.
Yeah.
And pretty good needs to continue. And trading for a 32-year-old wide receiver who's going to be 33 next season with all that salary makes zero sense.
I'm kind of with you.
So many draft picks next year. Just if you want a wide receiver, find the youngest one, trade for that guy. We have so much cap room. You're going to throw $32 million on it? We need to buy a defense this offseason because people are going to want to come here now. So, I don't know. I can't trade for a 32-year-old wide receiver.
What if they picked up like $20 million of his salary, though?
You're going to have – it's still Davante Adams. They're not going to take used parts. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have to give up something that's pretty good here right now. That's
no, say a second-round pick. So a second-round pick in like Fedarian Mathis or something.
Just a throw-in.
I guess maybe a second rounder. I mean, because you're going to have to give that up if you really want to move up in the first round.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're going to have to bundle a bunch to like move up to get the number one dude, if that's the plan. But I want to preserve all that money for defensive spending. Like, that's the only way you're going to get the defense where it really needs to be. I think last week was an apparition, but I think the offense definitely can go.
I would just say this. Davante Adams had 22 touchdowns in the last 2 years. All right, so at age 31 and 32, he had 22 touchdowns.
It's pretty good.
I don't think the age is that big of a factor. And remember, Terry McLaurin has 1 year left on his contract after this year.
If Peters really is cooking, all right, if he's a GM that can cook, he'll take that Dotson trade pick and use it to parlay it into Adams. Now that is GM cooking.
That's called
right there.
Upgrading. Massive upgrade if that's the case.
What did they get for Dotson? A third rounder?
Third rounder.
800-636-1067 if you want to chime in.
That all being said, it's not gonna happen. It'll be the Chiefs or the Jets or who knows.
I don't think he's coming here. I don't think we need him. I mean, I would take him if he took half a salary. All right, guys, we all know plumbing problems always seem to strike at the worst possible time. It's inevitable. You just also know that no matter your plumbing predicament nor when it occurs, you can schedule an appointment with the Crop Metcalf 5-star plumbing experts at CropMetcalf.com. Save time and schedule now to have a Crop Metcalf 5-star plumbing technician at the ready to expertly handle any plumbing pickle you may find yourself in. You don't even have to call. Just visit CropMetcalf.com to schedule. Crop Metcalf, home of the 5-star technician.